Our first guest this afternoon served as White House counsel for President Richard Nixon from July 70 until April 73 and became involved in the Watergate scandal that eventually took the president down. He is now an author, columnist, commentator on contemporary politics and a great man to talk to. He's been with us before, and it's great to have Mr. John Dean back with us. John, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hi, Steve.
Good to talk to you.
How's Sonoma County?
Yeah, the California's wonderful, Northern California. It's actually getting a little hot. It's going to be in the 90s tomorrow. But you're in Washington still, or outside?
No, I'm down in Southern California.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that. How is it down there?
It's dry.
Yeah, you got to love that. Yeah, on the Wikipedia page, it says, and I always say if it's on Wikipedia, it's got to be true. But, and I believe we talked about this last time you were on, you're critical of conservatives and the Republican Party and actually supported efforts to impeach George W. Bush.
Well, I'm not even sure I recognize the Republican Party. I don't think my former president, Richard Nixon, would be called a Republican today.
Wow.
I just finished a teaching post at the University of Arizona State University, where I was the Goldwater Professor of American Institutions. And in talking to students, I said I wasn't even sure that Barry Goldwater could qualify as a Republican today.
It is amazing. And I just saw an article today in theweek.com, and it said the GOP now belongs to Donald Trump. Do you believe that? I mean, is this...
He certainly brought some new voters in, but I'm not sure. No one's really quite sure what they are yet, whether they really are going to stay and play as Republicans, or they just are protest voters this year round. I think it's too early to tell. But he certainly, as the presumptive nominee and then as the nominee, will have the right to control the party. The party. I actually did an article a couple of weeks ago for I write for Justia.
Right. Yeah.
Their section called Verdict. I did a piece on the fact that really Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump make the point that really has been evolving. You don't need the party anymore. In fact, you don't. Most presidential candidates don't even use the party anymore.
Yeah.
What happens is the parties, both Republicans and Democrats, have great voter data information, but they really don't have much control over who gets a nomination. We don't have smoke-filled rooms anymore,
right,
where the bosses can agree or not agree upon who it would be. You know, and it's also quite remarkable for a long time in our history how well the back room did in getting a good candidate out there. We've had a lot of great presidents who came out of smoke-filled rooms.
Yeah, and we don't see anything like that anymore, obviously, but it has taken a whole new turn, as we know, with someone like Trump doing as well as he has done. Do you really believe he can beat Hillary Clinton, assuming it's her?
If there is no terrorist attack between now and November, I think he's got a rougher road than people think. He's a novelty right now. I don't know how well he will wear. If you've ever spent a lot of time in the New York market, people are kind of bored with him up there, because he's been a feature in that market for a long time.
Right.
He's playing on a bigger stage, and he did well on his television reality show for people who were into that kind of television, but didn't play well beyond it. So I don't know how she's a known commodity. He will try to trash her. And at some point, people will probably get exhausted with that.
It's exhausting already.
It is exhausting.
We've still got 6 months to go. What are your thoughts on Bernie Sanders? I mean, again, who expected him to do this?
Well, I'm not sure he's a Democrat, but I think he's trying to influence the Democratic Party. I think he'd like to leave a platform behind at minimum, which nobody will pay any attention to as soon as it's written
and the convention's completed. Over. Yeah.
I can't recall a party plank in either party's platform ever having any consequence anywhere for any time beyond the convention.
The conservative movement has gone so kablooey, to use a
well-known political term.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say. Thank you, Jeff. It really, I mean, its natural base really kind of started with the anti-New Deal people back in the FDR days, right? I mean,
it did.
The modern conservative movement. And now, who knows where it's at? And as you pointed out, who knows who's going to show up at the polls in November?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the other interesting factor, this is the first year we're going to have really a lot of new, stricter voting laws. Republicans, particularly in red states, have changed voter identification requirements and made them much tougher. A lot of people are going to go to the polls and find they can't vote. What impact that'll have, no one is quite sure how it's going to play. Because in the primaries, where some of those new laws came to effect, they affected the Republicans as much as they did the Democrats, much to the chagrin of the Republicans.
Yeah, right. Man, it's fascinating, and it's going to be a crazy ride.
It's probably the most good theater we've had in a long time in a presidential campaign.
Yep.
The primaries were certainly that. Trump is a master of the media in knowing how to draw attention to himself and to keep, you know, he's had, you know, when no one really knows what he believes.
Exactly.
Because he won't on both sides of most issues.
Exactly. And he won't be specific on anything.
And he flips position. You know, one day he was going to turn over his tax returns. Now he's saying it's none of your business.
Yeah. And there's so many examples like that. Over the past 10 months, it's just...
How's he playing up in your neighborhood?
Not well. Not here in very liberal, progressive Northern California, but it's going to be fascinating to see...
But I suspect Bernie is.
Bernie is, yeah.
Bernie going to carry California, you think?
I don't know. I was going to ask you what you think. I think he could. I don't think he ultimately will, though.
I think it'll be... you know, if he can somehow marshal young people... New voters,
yeah.
I think he could probably squeak out a win. But again, we have proportional voting.
Exactly.
In for the primary, so it really won't advance him that much further.
Right, exactly. Well, I certainly appreciate you taking the time.
Always a pleasure.
John Dean, thank you so much, and I hope we can talk again.
Likewise.
All right. Take care. All right.